But for more on what to look for in these next 3 days before they really have a break from football, the players and the coaches, before returning for training camp. John, I know you put together a watch list, what you're looking for this mini camp. What does that compose of?
It's mandatory that I put it together this week. It was voluntary over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, it just really, what I wanted to see, the progression of what started in OTAs and see how it matures to mini camp and how it's left off for when training camp does start. And the first thing I want to look for, Greg, is the distribution of the football. And what that means is in Lazor's offense, in Bill Lazor's offense now, you have much more movement. You have more formations. You have much more displacement from wideouts, meaning X and Z, which are normally the widest guys out on the right or left, inside to the tight ends, to the Ys, and to the running backs. Guys are all over the place. So I want to see what Ryan Tannehill does over the last couple of weeks, and if it continues, meaning Mike Wallace might not line up at, you know, the right side wideout. He might be in motion from the slot, or he might line up in the backfield in motion off. I just want to see how the ball gets distributed and who's involved. Is it Hartline? Is it Wallace? Is it Landry? Is Gibson going to get involved? And some of the guys that are just on that bubble, not to make the team, but potentially to get in that, you know, rotation at wide receiver. Is it Matthews? Is it Damian Williams? Is it Armon Bins? Those types of guys. I want to see how that distribution rolls around.
Okay, and that's, Sam, when you hear that, I mean, that's one of the storylines that has popped up from Bill Lazor's offense, is that you've got Mike Wallace, we talked about last hour, is moving all over the field, and we've got just a lot of new ways and creative ways to get guys the football and sort of disguise what you're going to do for the opposing defense.
Yeah, get the ball in your playmaker's hands, and like John talked about, you know, especially with Mike Wallace, just getting the ball to him any kind of way. We've seen him catch slant passes, and he's able to make a few guys miss and get up the field and make big plays if you can put him outside. But, you know, the intriguing part for me is how you're going to implement these young guys like Landry, who's having a phenomenal mini camps over the last couple of weeks, and he's been doing some good things and implementing and trying to insert himself into this. And what are you going to get from Brandon Gibson when he comes back as well? You know, for as the Miami Dolphins at the wide receiver core, you look at Hartline, he's been the steady hand over the last 3 years, that even though if he was injured, he could still come in and he still was ready to play football. So, you know, you look at the guy Hazel as well, a bigger body. They've been utilizing him a little bit more. And Rashard Matthews, you don't know. It's just really good to finally have a wide receiver crew that you don't know what's going to happen. But you do have your big three already that you know is going to be implemented. When you're talking about Mike Wallace, Landry, as well as Hartline, anything can go on. But you have some young guys, and now you can insert these guys into the playbook, and you may get some very good production from them.
Yeah, not only the wideouts as well, guys, but tight ends and running backs. You know, they've been heavily involved in the passing game, and it's been multiple tight ends. They'll line up at fullback. They'll motion out to the wing. They'll motion out to the slot. They'll motion outside. I want to see, you know, how the ball gets distributed to the tight ends and the running backs as well, because I think they're going to be a big part of what this offense is in 2014.
All right, I know that the John Congemi minicamp watch list didn't consist of just one item. What else are you looking for, John?
Some more competition, guys, basically, yeah. at two positions. One that Sam's real familiar with, that's cornerback, mm-hmm. and another one that he's very familiar with, and that's wide receiver. There's a lot of guys.
Well, and according to his Madden resume,
he could go on either side. That's what I was saying. He's a 100. You know, yeah. He's a 100. Not many guys are a 100. but what happens
multiple
is,
times.
Multiple, on both sides of the football. But what happens is, you know, everybody concentrates on Mike Wallace and Brian Hartline. You know, and if you have a high draft choice like, you know, Landry, you're going to focus on those guys. Brandon Gibson coming back from injury. But I want to see the competition at those other spots, because there's a lot of talent on this roster. And that goes for, you know, Matthews, Williams, and Bins. And it goes for the tight ends, because they're bunching up behind Charles Clay. I want to see that competition at the wide receiver spot specifically. And then that'll allow me to look on the other side. You know, how is Courtland Finnegan doing with, you know, paired with Grimes at the cornerback? Is it going to stay, you know, the 1-2 punch, the veteran, the 9-year guys on the outside? Or is Will Davis gaining some ground? Is Jamar Taylor making those strides? Is a draft choice in Walt Akins, you know, slowly creeping up that he can do multiple things and be a viable option, you know, on the outside? Those are the things I want to watch, you know, for the next 3 days in a row.
Yeah, a big thing on that front, Sam, is that when you mention after Thursday, you're going to have time off. The players and the coaches have time off before training camps. This is the last opportunity for all these guys to make – an impression, positive or negative, on the coaching staff, knowing that there is going to be kind of a figurative depth chart in the head of Joe Philbin entering training camp?
Yeah, and we talked about mini camp being mandatory, and OTAs have been voluntary. Now when you get in these mini camps, everybody's going to be there, and they're really trying to set this depth chart. So once you get to training camp, all of a sudden everybody know what the reps are going to be. Some guys are going to get a little bit more to see if you can carry the load, for what the season is going to address and ask of you. And some of these other getting those extra reps is, can he eventually make this football roster? You know, you look at every team around the National Football League right now, there's no primetime players out there. So you're going to have a large number of group of young guys on each and every last one of these football teams that's going to be vying for some really, really good playing time. And that's, you know, when you talk about Courtland Finnegan and Brent Grimes being the number one and two guy, who's going to be that number three guy going to come off the bench because of the way that the National Football League is trending? They're passing the ball more. You're going to be able, and just what John was talking about, for your watch list, distributing the ball to tight ends, running back, wide receiver, you know, how much can I feed this particular player to be able to get the maximize what I'm going to get from him on the field because of the way that they're running these different offenses now. So when you look at this matchup with these defensive backs, as well as another a position that I'll look for, Phillip Wheeler, Jelani Jenkins in that linebacker position, you know, it's going to be a lot of good football that's going to be played out there in this next couple of days. Is really going to contest to see how this training camp is going to play out and who's going to be in those slots.
All right, final point, John, what's the final thing you're looking for on your watch list here?
Well, it was number one in the offseason, and that's the offensive line rotation, how it's going to play out. Now, we've seen three practices over the last couple of weeks, and we've seen a steady diet of Pouncey at center, Albert at the left tackle, James at the right tackle spot. So now I want to see, is it really Dallas Thomas, penciled in at the left side at the guard spot? You know, Billy Turner, he's going to push him. Are they going to keep those guys on the left-hand side? Shelly Smith, is he going to be able to be that starter on the right side? And who's the next guy in? You know, is it Nate Garner? Jason Fox, the right tackle or a left tackle backing up behind those guys? Are they going to experiment with any of those veteran guys and move them around? Those are the types of things I want to look for 3 days, because the offensive line coach, John Benton, now has had a nice idea, a pretty good diet of what these guys can do. And usually when you leave off for a week to go to training camp, you want to get these guys in the last three practices, maybe where you project those players coming in to start camp. So that's another position that was the number one need for the Miami Dolphins, try to solidify the offensive line. Where do they go? Where do they leave off heading to camp in July?
Well, and that's one of the main themes that we've heard around that offensive line, is now that you've got all the pieces there, is building that cohesiveness, building some continuity. So you would imagine from a coaching staff perspective that you'd like to have whoever your starters are going to be entering training camp, you'd like to have those guys working for three straight days here to kind of feel like they have some positive momentum entering this time off during this offseason before training camp really gets going. So, John, really appreciate watch list as we look ahead to tomorrow. Again, mini camp Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week before the players take a break, and we're going to have you covered.